ready.
Good afternoon, or good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your January 12, 2021, this government commission for meeting. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weedman.
Please bow your heads. Good Lord, we come before you as we say one more time, asking that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this commissioner's court, but not just us, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you keep our community strong, keep all unnecessary things out, and let us be strong and one accord. Lord, we ask that you help strengthen our community from this dreadful pandemic. And we ask that you put your loving arms around those individuals that are fighting for our democracy. Lord, we ask that you hold each and every elected official and his department strong for this new year. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Working with Tyler Mason the past couple of weeks. Our deadline is the 15th.
public education, Rick, is building resilient infrastructure in communities, which is a new FEMA program that kind of takes the place of the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. And the FMA through the Texas Board of Water Development Board is flood mitigation assistance grants that come through the federal government, but through the Texas Board of Development Board.
And how it works, if this is a new portal, you have to go through to submit the application. The other thing is, that's why they had the deadline to put December 1st, it all has to flow to the state of Texas eventually, so they have to actually do this prepared, and then the final submission that they'll do is January 29th. So it's kind of different next year.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, under county commissioners, FMA is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to extend the declaration of local disaster pursuant to 418-108B of the Texas Government Code and stated March 13, 2020. Item B is considered possibly approved extension of the declaration of Hurricane Laura. Item C is considered possibly approved resolution to remain extended disaster declaration for Hurricane Delta. Item D is considered possibly approved received file loan property agreement with U.S. Naval Undersea Museum for torpedo with Veterans Memorial Park. Item E is considered possibly approved the appointment of Indrana Dre Fowler by Commissioner Senegal on the Board of Directors to the Federal Top Center to replace Vladdy Fowler, deceased, with Commissioner Senegal. Introduce her in just a moment. Item F is to receive file oath of office and statement of officer Michael Ed Senegal, Commission Precinct Number 3. Item G is to receive file oath of office and statement of officer Constable Eddie Collins, Constable Precinct 8. Item H is considered possibly approved the formation and designation of Jefferson County long-term recovery group for the purpose of Jefferson County and efforts to recover from disaster. The addendum, item I, considering approval of resolution in opposition to unfunded mandates of the Texas legislature. Item J is to receive file official oath of office statement of officer from Vernon Pierce, Commission Precinct 1. Item K is considered possibly approved submission of application for federal COVID-related reimbursement. Item L is to receive file oath of office statement of officer for Allen Committee to get tax assessment correct. The motion on those items under county commissioners.
Move. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Commissioner Senegal.
Yeah, thanks, Judge, and Court. We have with us today Ms. Fowler's daughter. I watched this young lady. I knew when she was born, and I've watched her grow up to be one of the most intelligent young ladies in the chip off the old block. Her mom unfortunately passed away a few months ago, a month or so ago. And you know, the Lord put it on my heart because I've watched her, just a mirror of a mom. If you look at her and listen to her talk and the passion that she has for helping up people that may not be what we call socially in tune with society, for lack of another term. So, Adriana, if you want to say a word, and we do miss Ms. Fowler. I mean, she was a personal family friend of mine, so, and her husband's fighting for his life now, but he's doing better. And he was my first principal. And we had a lot, I could tell they had a passion for special people, because I wasn't much of a teacher, I was very good disciplinarian. We had a lot of patience on it. So,
good morning, everyone. I want to thank Commissioner Senegal for extending the opportunity to me to be an advocate for those who can't always advocate for themselves and to help those who always don't have that person to help them. My mother spent over 30 years on the board at Spindle Shopping. She tragically passed away from COVID at the beginning of December. So I just want to thank you guys for this opportunity, and I just thank God be able to be a help, and that's what my brother instilled in my brother and I, that if we could just help one person along the way, then our living will be a better. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Fowler, for your willingness, sir. We appreciate you. Any other discussion?
I've got a question on K. Patrick, that is the reimbursement of county's monies that we have expended away.
This is on the
COVID.
Yeah, this is something
understand all the ins and outs of it. I'm not sure Congress understands all the ins and outs of it yet. So we're trying to work with our grant administrators and those individuals who have their ears to the ground in Washington DC to grant, gain a better understanding of it. But I think, you know, we just want to make sure that we didn't miss an opportunity for our citizens, but we're still trying to understand it.
Yeah, it's the deadline's today to apply. So we're going to apply shortly after court. And then, you know, there are some little bit of parameters to basically look at rental assistance going in arrears and possibly prospective type of assistance. But it should be based on some of the formulas. We haven't seen the actual amount, but it's going to be upwards maybe to 7.
I feel pretty comfortable, Commissioner, that we're probably going to have to come back to the court during the coming week with some kind of intergovernmental agreement, because we don't have the staff or the expertise to administer the grant, and we're going to need some assistance with that.
Okay. I will send y'all a link. There's a webinar you can sign up for. It's on 1 o'clock on Friday through National Association of Counties. They partnered with O'Brien to try to get a jump on this. Yes, sir. That will be, I think, the best thing for our payroll purposes. they would be under criteria two and three, which is they've been advised by a healthcare provider to quarantine, or if they're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, that would be the two reasons that they would be allowed to be off for this, or be eligible for that 2 weeks.
Any other discussion?
I think you need to clarify that if you've already used it, I think.
Oh, yeah, I mean, this is a one bite at the apple thing. If you used it last year, or if you used it before the expiration, then that time is gone, and you would be, if you're still eligible for FMLA, if you've got any other leave time available to you, that would be what you would utilize if you've already used this 80-hour allotment. Thank you, Commissioner, I appreciate you asking for that clarification.
So I've got a question as it relates to that.
Sure.
Because in our, and I think John can probably attest to that, for us, we are getting a number of our folks who already exhausted the 80 hours, and we come before the court and ask for extensions because they're having after effects of COVID. And so how do we address that? We had a whole list of folks, probably 10 or more, who exhausted all of their sick time, all of their, the extended, you know, 90 hours or 80 hours, and there's been more time. And I think it's been researched and documented that there are some long-term after effects of COVID, and so how do I deal with the employees for that?
I think that, you know, I'm certainly open to any comments Commissioner Ford has to offer, but I think that probably need to take those up on a case-by-case basis with HR and then bring it to the court for action.
I agree, because what I'm finding, and I've expressed to my employees, irresponsible behavior, and some are admitting that what they did, you know, and I have a hard time with people that don't take this disease serious. I mean, so, I really have. And I'm not talking about your people. I'm talking about my employees, where I told them. I said, guys, you went to a wedding, you went to a party. I mean, it's just irresponsible. I've not done it. You know, one of my best friends passed away, and he has a funeral Saturday, and I'm trying to debate. The wife won't be there. I won't be there. You know, but I mean.
And so, Commissioner, those are the ones, we can document pretty much those cases, you know, through social media and other. But I've got some folks who have been coming to work and doing their job and contracted the virus, and they've been off and they've exhausted. And many of them, the issue is not necessarily long-term employees, but we have a large turnover rate in correctional facilities. So you have some people who don't have 5 years of sick time saved up, who quickly have exhausted all of their sick time, who have quickly exhausted the 80 hours that the government gave. And so those are the folks that would come to you guys and ask for an extension for 90 days, but they've done that too.
Right.
And so by law, or by our policy, we have to administratively separate them. Those are the ones, and I understand what the county judges said, well, we have been dealing with those case by case, but I just want people to recognize you have a population of folks out there now who are contracting other medical issues that are related to the virus with no time left on the books.
Sheriff, I'm going to tell you, I'm like each of the others has spoken. This is something that we didn't ask for, and I think we need to give all the benefit of the doubt to our employees, because that's what makes this industry go. So I'm open, like you said, taking it to HR, but at the same time, if there are those individuals that are not responsible, and that's not to scold anybody, but come on, guys, we have to be responsible to what the scientists are saying, because it's real. It's killing me.
I understand, but again, I don't know how to prove who's responsible.
I understand.
And who's not. You know, I can't be the responsible police in, you know, in terms of that. What I do know is I have a lot of dedicated men and women who are working shorthanded at that jail, because we've had a lot of people sick, and I would hate for them, you know, to lose a job. Because, you know, we're punishing the good people for that.
Well, I can say this here, without a doubt, I'm for maintaining people's jobs, because that's their livelihood, number one. We didn't ask for this disease, and I didn't want to make you come over in that form of fashion. But at the same time, I want to make sure I send the message out to everybody that we, as individuals and adults, have to be responsible to.
I understand.
I echo what Ms. Brannick said, that, you know,
biggest disappointment this year. I think that's for any elected official and department head around. So we need to make sure that everybody gets the same message, okay?
Yes, sir. We're trying to do this in honesty, John, if you don't say it. We're trying to look at this on a case-by-case basis because as several of you mentioned, this is unprecedented and there are some issues that we're finding as far as the long-term effects of this, whether it's going to be a disability, whether it falls under the ADA, or whether it's a sickness. Those things haven't been determined in any court or anything else. We have to be careful that we follow the current policy as closely as we can because we don't want to run afoul of any reinsurance things that we have that are health insurance. We don't want to, we don't want to tilt that balance. And so anything that is outside of policy, we will bring back before court. That's why we bring the 90-day extensions to court for approval because that's what our policy said. Anything over above that, we would certainly bring to court for your approval for that as well. But we're certainly working with the sheriff and any other elected official because we just don't know the long-term effects of this thing.
Also, Kerry, I think you need to make sure Patrick's involved in the discussion.
I try to keep him at the door.
Well, it's a budgetary issue also. It's
a huge budgetary issue. We do communicate pretty well with them and try to keep them surprised.
And Judge, one other thing I'll say that we need to make sure we contact TAC and NACO so we can try to start making sure that the powers to be understand what's really happening at the local level, because it seems like some of those guys that from home, they forget what home is.
I think we don't want to unfairly penalize any of your employees here. We want to make sure that we protect them, given the fact that they have no control over the impact that the disease has on them. But we just want to use HR as a gatekeeper so that we can make sure that we're treating everybody fairly and that we're administering the policy and handling it. All right. Well as representative of the hospital, 1,300 test kits from the state for the county's use. We've requested another 2,000, which we anticipate receiving this week or early next week. I was disappointed over the weekend and made that disappointment known. Jefferson County is about 0.8% of the population. The Jefferson County has gotten about 0.7% of the vaccinations. So we're below in our area. What disappointed me over the weekend and what I've made a lot of calls about is the fact that similarly sized counties, Smith County, Tyler, McClendon County, Waco, Potter Randall County, Amarillo, Lubbock, Nueces County, Corpus Christi, Bell County, all got higher allocations in week five than we did. Our public health department has received zero doses this week. Five allocation went to 300 doses to the medical center in Mid County, Mid Jeff and Beaumont. Baptist other distressing things is the information we've got in the last week and a half has not been good information. One gentleman wrote me an email back for yesterday saying that only 16% of the doses of vaccine that have been allocated to Jefferson County had actually been given. And that's not true. 100% of the doses have been given, but that was because of some bad information that was on the Department of State Health Services website. The other thing is the SETRAC, the Southeast Texas Region Advisory Council, updates their website every day with the number of COVID hospitalizations, both ICU beds, general beds, and the COVID census for the hospital. Those numbers have been inaccurate for the last 4 or 5 days because a couple of medical facilities are not reporting. So it is underreported number of COVID cases in ICU and general beds, as well as the total COVID census. So, so be careful with the information that you look at, because when I called SETRAC yesterday or Friday to tell them that something was wrong with their numbers, and I didn't understand how they could drop so dramatically, they called me back and told me that it was because some of the facilities were not reporting their COVID patients. That's just bad information.
Mike, but the state not using SETRAC's information, because when I sit on that call when he wasn't here, that's when they told us they were using somebody else.
They're going off the dishes.
Okay.
All right.
But yes, Commissioner, we'll continue to push that narrative that we're ready, willing, and able to accept more. We'll do what's necessary to accomplish that.
And we have the storage, because that was a falsehood. We do have the storage. At the county, we have the ability to store up to 5,000 vials. Downtown.
Majority.
Yeah, exactly.
And just if I could add, so SETRAC was actually by the county. Sorry. SETRAC is where we get the county numbers. That's the only place that has, because dishes only tracks it by the TSA.
Okay.
So that's why the state, that's why the
I think I got everything for that.